Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:41 in the morning time, Joe Clair Morning Show, WPGC 95.5. We are speaking with Iyanla VanZant. She is back with us talking about quarantine fatigue, as the article said. But we're getting into to some other things. Poet, you had a beautiful, tasty treat for us to get into.
It is the unfortunate things. Well, not let me not say unfortunate. The things that I was fortunate enough to learn about myself and things I needed to work on because of having to sit because of COVID. Couldn't go hang out. Right. Couldn't drown myself in Hennessy tea and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me, God, and well, me. The me that you kind of dress up and dust up when you take it out the door, but you can't take it nowhere.
Yeah.
That some of my inconsistencies, some of the things that I felt a certain way about, like how people communicated with me, was really about how I was communicating.
Right.
How I was showing people that I received love or needed love. And I was hoping that the good doctor this morning could help us unpack that, because I don't feel like it was just me. I feel like a lot of people learn some good, some bad, some ugly and beautiful about themselves.
Yeah, but you know, the human mind has a negativity bias, and what it will do is be focused on the negative. So if you learn some things about yourself, your impatience or your lack of vision, your lack of direction, your lack of purpose, that you eat too much. One of the things that I learned about myself during the pandemic was that I became a late night snacker. I didn't know anything about late night snacking because I was usually asleep. But during the pandemic, I was taking naps in the day, so I was up late at night. And then I would be up 2 o'clock in the morning staring in the refrigerator like a lunatic, eating all manner of crazy. But I laughed at it. I was aware of it, you know, as opposed to making it something so horrible. And among my friends, I'm the only one who lost weight during the pandemic.
What was your snack? I hate to be petty, but what was your...
Anything. Anything. It was ridiculous. One night, I heated up pretzels and put cheese on them.
Yeah,
what kind of
you
sense
did.
Does that make?
Yes,
that
you
doesn't
did.
Make no sense. Why am I heating the pretzels?
It was delicious, wasn't it?
I touch and
it
agree
so
with
tasty.
You. I was making
so
whole
tasty.
Omelets at 2 a.m. It was just like...
My kids hate me. I ate all their fruit snacks. I ate all of the cereal bars, everything. But let's get back to the therapy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is, that you can see it and laugh at it, or see it and deal with it, see it and be with it. But because the human brain has a negativity bias, we make it a judgment and a criticism of ourselves. Oh, I'm impatient, and you know, I got to do all these people getting on my again. Then we start reaching out and look at what's making us do it, as opposed to just acknowledging and owning, okay, this is what I do. Now, is it working? Is it not working? But unfortunately, nobody has given us the tools and the information that we need to take what we see, take what we feel, take what we do, and reframe it so that it becomes a positive and a productive thing, as opposed to something that we used to beat ourselves up about. And then, of course, you throw on top of all of this the money worries, the money fears. I did a whole day when I had people unpack their money story, because we have a money story. And so when people weren't able to work, or they didn't get the stimulus, or they didn't but if you really look at it, your money was jacked up when you was working.
Yeah.
Can you say it again?
You follow the financial plan and your budget and those things when you were working. So now it's in your face, as opposed to dealing with it and unpacking it and making a new plan. People went into freak out about it, and, you know, reaching out, you know, for the whatever the money was that was coming. But money, M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield, is really a demonstration of how we deal with our personal power, because that's really what money is. People with money, we believe, have power. And when people don't have money, they feel powerless. That stuff came up for people. And as opposed to dealing with it, they got frustrated sitting on the phone 8 hours trying to get the unemployment check.
I love it.
And it's real. I mean, the money thing is real, but it's not just about the money. It's about our own natural energy and how we use it, and particularly for people of color, because we have a cellular, historical, ancestral memory that was triggered up in our body and our being, that we've got to work for somebody else to make money, and that our value and worth is dependent upon how much money we make and how much money we have and how much money people give us. And so this whole pandemic raised up some cellular ancestral issues for people of color that we need to deal with. We need to deal with the fact that it wasn't just George Floyd with a knee on his neck. Many of us live and accommodate and tolerate a knee on our neck all of the time.
Can we just go ahead and do this the rest of the show?
I wish we could stay here for the rest of the day and talk to you, because these are the gems. These are the pieces of information. These are the sort of emotional and mental tools, or emotional and mental cues, that we need to be looking into, but we don't have the time. However, Sunday, right?
This Sunday, because I know this is a lot to unpack and you got questions. I will be doing an Instagram Live with Dr. Ayanla Van Zandt just to get to the meat of all of this. I've been watching your lives, between your lives and Dancing with Debbie Allen. I'm feeling like a new attitude. So this is what you need to do, Village. You can email me your questions, poet, P-O-E-T, at WPGC.com. You can slide into our DMs. You can post in the comments, and I will make sure that these questions get to the beautiful doctor. So when we go live this Sunday, we about to bless this whole village.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
What time Sunday? 4 o'clock, right?
4 p.m.
4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. I'm going to sign on early, because me and the G.I., or not the G.I., it's not the G.I., it's the I.G., right?
Yes, it's the I.G. or the G.I. Yeah. What you need?
You can call it whatever you like, Ayanla.
Let me tell you, one of the things that COVID did for me, it got me clear about technology, because I knew how to turn my phone on. But now I be broadcasting in two places and all over the place. So I'm grateful, because I didn't know how to do. I didn't even know what a GI was. I mean, an IG was. I didn't even know what it was.
You know what?
You and many a village cousin.
You know how much we love you right now. Do you know how much we love? We are sending all the love and light we can your way. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning and taking some time. This is Ayanla Van Zandt, everybody. She will be back on Sunday on IG Live at 4 o'clock. Go pick up Acts of Faith right now, just because I told you to. Go get it now and put it in your back pocket. Order it on Amazon or get the
audio book and listen to it.
Do they got the audio book?
It's how I walk.
Get the audio book too, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Sending you sanitized love, vibes, and energy.
Word up.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Oh, God, Lambert, I don't know how you going to follow up that, but...
I really can't. Actually, that was a great interview.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.